All right, Brew Crew, you know what's happening now. It's Thursday, and you know if it's Thursday, we have an opportunity to have special guests in our studio with us. This time, it's really a special privilege for us, because we've got a gentleman who has been really, really making a lot of waves in the music community for years and years right here in Baltimore. Now his talents have become internationally known. He's a producer who produces a lot of groups. He's got his own studio, which is ready and willing to produce a whole lot of other singers and groups that come through. He's a pianist. He's a composer. Let me stop going on. What I'm going to do is say that live in the studio with us right now is the one and only Dawood Saeed. I'd like to say good morning to you and welcome to WEA. Dawood Saeed, how are you?
I'm just fine. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning. Welcome to the studios. Glad to have you for our Thursday morning jam session. Special guests.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. We have heard him all over playing piano, doing his thing in concerts everywhere. I tell you what, when you get the chance to go to a live performance and you know that Dawood Saeed is playing, if you play piano or something like that, have a seat. Sit down and be entertained. Dawood, I tell you what, man, many of our listeners have heard you either at Phase 10 or at many of the other places. And we have to be, even before we talk about how you got into music and what happened in your youth, I have to let the audience know, one of the groups that he plays with is called Spice.
Yes.
Spice has been famous in Baltimore for just about opening up every jam session that ever has taken place in Baltimore. Anything from 347? Didn't you open up 347?
Yes.
See what I mean? Where else? Go ahead, tell us.
There was a place called Sea Salsa we were at for a while.
That's right.
A place called The Place.
Okay.
That we still do currently.
All right. And when you say we, who else is in this ensemble that's called Spice?
Well, this is Jesse Powers Jr. on bass. Hmm. Johnny Fathead Jones, he loves when you call him Fathead, on the drums.
I'm sure he's going to call us.
And on occasion, we have the talents of Vic Frierson on vocals and also Debbie Poole on vocals.
Okay, all right. And if you're just joining us, we're talking live with Dawood Saeed. Dawood Saeed, people have heard your music live. A lot of people don't know you have a CD coming out, and is it out yet?
Yes, actually, it's released now.
All right, we're going to share some of that music. But before we do, just give us if you can do it briefly, because the rumor is out among all the musicians that you were actually born with a piano in your hand. Is that really true? Can you confirm that for us?
Almost, not quite.
Okay, tell us all about it. How did it start?
I started at the age of 6 taking piano lessons. I actually wanted to play bass because my uncle, he played bass with New Birth in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
New Birth. We've been playing some New Birth. What is all right? We had to talk about that later. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
But they weren't going to buy me a bass, so we had a piano, and that's what I started on.
And the rest is history, as they say, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's 7:09 on the Baltimore Blend. We're going to be sharing more of Dawood Saeed's history, how he got involved, where he got to this level where he is. But first, I think we ought to share some of the music from your new, just-released CD. What is the name of the CD?
It's called Mainstream.
Mainstream. Give us a tune that we can play right now.
This one is Beautiful Day. It's driving through the park. Sunlight, perfect temperature, slight breeze. That's what you want to listen to.
Is this an arrangement by you?
Yes, this is an original composition.
All right.
Now, before we play this, I had also heard a rumor, and I haven't looked at the back of the CD yet, because you haven't shown it to me. But who is playing on the CD?
The CD is 99% me.
Thought so.
Yes, I'm playing all the keys and doing the drum programming. I'm also playing some saxophone and just a touch of bass.
So, dear Brew Crew, now you have an inclination of just how multi-talented our guest Dawood Saeed is. Coming from his brand new CD, this is called
Beautiful Day.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. 7:15 in the morning on the Baltimore Blend. You're listening to the sounds of Daoud Saeed. He's playing just about every instrument in this thing. And I tell you what, it's a brand new CD that's out. We've got Daoud Saeed live in the studio with us. This is the Thursday morning jam session. Daoud, that from the first tune we played, I mean, you got a lot more music to share of yours. But tell us about this one. This is really, really was a great tune, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
What was your concept when you came and approached this and composed this one?
This one actually was built from the bass line up.
From the bass line up. That's a good place to start.
I had this cool bass line.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of just fell together from that point.
And it sounded just like you described, just cruising through the warm weather kind of environment, like a beautiful light.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Your approach to this whole CD, is this your first CD?
No, this is actually my second release.
Second one, okay. We're going to have to talk about the first one then a little later on.
Was there an inspiration for Beautiful Day? Was there something that you were feeling? Were you driving and just feeling lovely inside? What happened to inspire that particular song?
It was something I created for driving around. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of driving back and forth to do different performances. Okay. So it's nice to have something you can cruise to.
Yeah, it really clears the mind, you know, and it makes you feel happy inside. So thank you for that contribution. I'll be putting that in my CD player as I drive along as well.
You know, that's exactly right. I'm going to do that myself. We're going to play more music from Daoud Saeed's CD coming up. Right now, we're going to hear a little bit from Greg Abate and his quartet doing something from their Motive CD. This is the title tune. And we'll be sharing more of the history of our composer, pianist, multi-instrumentalist, producer, the one and only Daoud Saeed, right here on the Thursday morning jam session. We've got more. Stay with us on the Baltimore Blend. What a way to end the tune. That's Greg Abate and his quartet from the Motive CD, as we mentioned. And the tune is the title tune, Motive. It's 7:22 in the morning, and you're tuned to Baltimore's premier morning show. I'm talking about the Baltimore Blend. And live in the studio with us is Daoud Saeed, the legendary pianist, who has finally joined us on the Baltimore Blend. We're so glad to have him. Daoud, we're going to play a couple tunes coming up out of your CD. But before we do, in our next segment, we have a segment called the Baloo Plate Special. We're going to do a little New Birth in that. What do you think of that? And you said, who was it? Your father played with New Birth?
My uncle.
Your uncle.
Leroy Taylor.
Gregory, I hope you're listening, man. He called in. He was just a New Birth fan. So stay tuned, Gregory. We got it for you. He was a bass player in that group, huh?
Yes.
All right. What tune do you think we should share with our audience from New Birth?
Wildflowers was my choice.
I think we might just do that. 7:22.
One of the best songs of the 70s, Wildflower. What a great selection, and congratulations to your uncle for playing with them. You know, one of those classic songs that we play on Fridays, and we're glad to have you in here with an influence from your uncle as it relates to New Birth.
Oh, I know you all recognize it. 7:30 in the morning in our Baloo Plate Special, doing a tune from New Birth. And we've got the brother whose uncle played in New Birth. Man, tell us more about it. Did you ever get a chance to see them perform live?
Yes, actually, I did.
You did?
I was probably 7 years old.
When you were 7 years old.
Yes, that was an adventure.
You know, speaking of age, I know you said you started playing the piano probably at age 6, seeing a classic group like New Birth at age 7. When do you think young kids actually grow their passion? Is it really that early in age?
It varies. I started at 5, becoming a Herbie Hancock fan from the Headhunters album.
I should have known.
Stevie Wonder fan from Talking Book on up.
Okay. What an eclectic array of artists that you have that influence the person that we have now. I would probably say that you were a child prodigy, but you were growing your passion. So we definitely see that and hear that in your music.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking with Daoud Saeed. We're going to be playing some more of his music. If you just joined us, you've already missed some really great music. But we've got more to share with you because we've got Daoud Saeed live in the studio with us. Daoud, man, I got to ask you, man, you perform not only on this CD with all the instruments yourself, but you perform with a lot of musicians, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, tell us some of the people that you've worked with.
My first really big act was Najee.
Oh, really?
Yes. Good buddy, back in 2000, and my good friend Kevin Walker hooked me up with that one.
Oh, bassist Kevin Walker, huh?
Yes. Then he turned around and hooked me up with Angela Bofield.
Mm.
Good friend.
What was it like performing with Angela Bofield? I know on this particular album you don't have vocalists, but what was it like performing with another classic artist, a vocalist at the magnitude of Angela Bofield?
It was amazing. She is a real sweetheart, mm-hmm. and a very
and a comedian.
Amazing talent. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize she also plays keyboard as well.
Okay, okay.
And percussion.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's
no, multi-talented. I didn't know.
Didn't know about the percussion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So playing with an artist like Angela Bofield, I feel like her music is not spiritual, but it really does lift you. Was that any different than performing with another vocalist? Did you feel something that took you to another level
yes.
of music?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to her, so to be on the stage mm-hmm. with someone like that and share what she does and be able to uplift what she does is an amazing feeling.
Well, I felt that. I felt that.
Well, certainly we know you helped uplift it because mm-hmm. I've seen you perform, and I know it's an uplifting experience no matter who you're supporting. So that's the way it goes. And, of course, we want to say a good morning to our good friend Johnny Fathead Jones, who gave us a call as he was headed down to work, a great drummer who is highly influential because he influenced me quite a bit, and he performs regularly with Daoud Saeed. So, hey, Johnny Jones, man, top of the morning to you. We're going to play some more music from the CD, brand new release from Daoud Saeed. What's the name of the CD again?
The CD is Mainstream.
All right. What are we going to hear now? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is a cover. It's originally recorded by Neo. It's called Champagne Life. This does have a little vocals on it. My good friend Kal-El is singing on this one. Some backgrounds.
Okay, now the first tune we played was Beautiful Life. Now you got Champagne Life. Is there any kind of transition story you want to share with us about how you got from Beautiful Life to Champagne Life?
Just trying to brighten everyone's day is all.
That's what we're trying to do, too, right here on 88.9 FM, 7:36 in the morning, Champagne Life, right here from Daoud Saeed.
This is Daoud Saeed, and you're listening to the Baltimore Blend at WEAA 88.9.
almost 7:54 on the Baltimore Blend. Well, that was some great music. And who was that we were listening to?
Well, that was my good friend Eric Marner. That was called Can't Get Right from the Know I'm Different CD.
Mm. That's the voice of the one and only Daoud Saeed telling us all about Eric Marner. What do you know about Eric Marner, my friend?
Well, first of all, Eric Marner's a frat brother of mine.
Uh-huh.
We played together for years and years and years. I've played a couple things on his CD here and there. And that's
really?
It.
Okay. Does he ever come to Baltimore? He ever playing around here sometime?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does. He presently is in the Pennsylvania area, but
okay.
He comes down to Bemore all the time.
Mm-hmm. You have to let us know so we can come and check him out.
Yes.
Eric Marner on the Baltimore Blend.
I'm just curious, what fraternity?
Phi Mu Alpha, Professional Men of Music.
All right, Professional Men of Music. Robert, you belong.
Ah, man, they just haven't gotten to me yet. I don't know what happened. We've got more for you coming to you from my good friend, the one and only Daoud Saeed. He's going to share some more of his music in our 8 o'clock hour. He's got plenty of tunes from his brand new CD. The name of the CD again, my friend?
Mainstream.
All right. We're going to be listening to more of it. Right now, we're going to get into some more music as we head to the top of the hour We're going to surprise you with this one that's coming to you.
And of killing civilians. There is new diet advice from the U.S. government. The dietary guidelines are updated every 5 years. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the latest call is for a shift to more whole grains, more seafood, and less salt and sugar.
Lots of us have heard the advice to cut back on sugary foods. But what's new in the dietary guidelines is a specific recommendation on just how low you should go. The recommendation is to limit consumption of added sugars to no more than 10% of your daily calories. And for many Americans, this means cutting back on sugar by about 50%. Over the past 5 years, many studies have linked high sugar consumption to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. The new guidelines do not include a specific recommendation to cut consumption of red meats or processed meats, but they do make the recommendation to shift to more alternative sources of protein, including seafood, beans, nuts, and seeds. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
It's NPR.
And we'd like to remind you that support for NPR comes from the Heather Stewart, Haga, and Paul G. Haga Supporting Salzburg Global Seminar, which works to challenge current and future leaders to solve issues of global concern. Learn more at salzburgglobal.com. We are live in the studio, as I mentioned earlier, with Daoud Saeed. He is a multi-instrumentalist, a producer, keyboard artist. We thank all of you who called and checked in with us just to be able to have a chance to speak with Daoud Saeed. If you want to, you still have a chance for this remaining hour here on the Baltimore Blend. You can give us a ring at 410-319-8888.
I know earlier, Daoud, you shared that you've played with some of the major artists like Angela Beaufield and Najee, Michelle Indige, Ocello, Michael Henderson. What a combination of verity in artists. Do you like that type of combination to go from one extreme to the next? I know you kind of stay in the rhythm of R&B, though. It seems that way. But you have such a strong jazz influence with that cool sound.
Yes. I'm primarily a jazz artist who's played with a lot of R&B artists.
Okay.
So I've managed to meld the two together.
Mm-hmm.
And so my music tends to have a little bit different sound from your typical instrumental music.
Would you say that your sound is a new jazz sound?
It'd be nice to say that.
Mm-hmm. You're on the cutting edge of something totally different. It sounds great. And we're glad to have you here on the Baltimore Blend.
And I think we want to hear some more music coming from your brand new CD. What would you like us to share?
Well, Full Circle is a nice piece.
Full Circle?
Yes.
Okay.
It features not just the piano, but I'm also playing soprano, saxophone, and I'm doing a little background work on my tenor as well.
You're doing the tenor saxophone and soprano saxophone on this?
Yes.
As well as the keyboard?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
That's everything.
You might say so. If you get a chance to catch Daoud live, man, it's quite a performance. He is a phenomenal keyboard player. I had a friend of mine who was a roommate who is well known as one of the top keyboard players in Florida, and he came up on vacation, and I took him to hear Daoud Saeed. He was all ready to sit in, and he opted to just sit there and listen. Never did even share that he was a piano player. Why do you think that happened?
I have no clue.
All right. Coming from Daoud, we're going to find out why right now by playing his CD. What the name of this tune is again?
Full Circle.
Full Circle, right here on 88.9. FM.
Speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that man of mine. Yeah, nobody but that man of mine.
Oh, boy, that's Helen Humes coming from the Let the Good Times Roll. She said, I know he's giving me plenty of action. I have no idea what she's talking about. Though, do you have any idea what she could possibly be talking about?
I really don't know.
Put him on the spot.
Nobody seems to know.
That's what you do.
Helen Humes on the Baltimore Blend. We're live in the studio on the Thursday morning jam session with Daoud Saeed. I have to share with you, though, Brew Crew members, those of you listening, Daoud Saeed didn't come by himself. He came with the expressed help and friendship and, well, tell us who we have with you. Who do you have here with Daoud Saeed?
Well, this is Mr. Jim Menendez.
Jim Menendez. Hey, Jim Menendez, welcome to the Baltimore Blend.
Good morning.
All right. Jim Menendez, what do you do with Daoud Saeed?
Actually, I'm with Independent Harmony Entertainment. We're a music management company that works with independent artists, helping them with promotions, musical arrangements, recording, production. We started with Miss Gwendolyn Collins was the first artist.
Oh, yeah.
She's been performing, actually launched off, did a European tour this past year in support of her album. And really the whole thing about music and independent artists is collaboration and most importantly, support. So the artists can't be out there on their own. So they need a team behind them. In fact, Gwendolyn likes to call the Independent Harmony Entertainment Group behind her street team.
Her street team.
So we help her out. We keep her straight. We set up the shows. We do the interfaces with the public, etc. And we decided that that's been so successful that we've brought on some new artists. We've got Sydney Marie's on board. We've got Daoud, who's recently come on board. Also talking to an artist over in the UK, figuring out how we can bring these artists together and provide them the support and collaboration to put some excellent new music out to everybody in the public. Because one thing you got to realize now with the internet, that makes music available to everybody throughout the world, and it's really been successful. So our mission is to be able to get that out to new listeners abroad.
And we'll be sharing how you can get in touch with Jim Menendez from Independent Harmony Entertainment a little later on in the hour. Right now, Daoud, I got to ask you, who are some of your musical influences?
Well, I already mentioned Herbie.
Herbie.
Stevie,
Herbie. Well, you got to.
And someone who's not as well known is Cuban pianist by the name of Gonzalo Rubalcaba.
Oh, yeah. We played some of him. Excellent.
I thought I could play until my good friend Rick Watts let me hear Gonzalo, and I realized I had to go back to school and learn how to really play.
Why don't we play a little Herbie? Any particular tune you like by Herbie?
4 a.m. is one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness. 8:29 on the Baltimore Blend. We just listened to a CD called The Blessing, and I'm going to let Daoud Saeed, who is our guest here on the Thursday morning jam session, tell you exactly who that was performing there. Who was that?
That's Gonzalo Rubalcaba, Cuban jazz pianist.
Cuban jazz pianist. One of your favorites, huh?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, he is rapidly becoming one of ours also. It's the Thursday morning jam session. Live in the studio is our guest, the one and only Daoud Saeed. He's got a brand new CD out, which we'll be sharing with you. We'll be playing more of his music and sharing more of that CD with you. It is the Baltimore Blend. It is Thursday morning. We've got in our studios the one and only Daoud Saeed, a keyboardist, a piano player, a composer, a producer. Did I miss any titles?
No.
I was getting ready to add a few more. If you get a chance to catch him live, he is the man to see. Where are you performing these days, my friend?
Well, I'll actually be performing tonight. We do an open jam at the place. That's 315 West Franklin Street in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And that starts when?
That's 7 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And you get that fathead guy with you, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's Johnny Jones going to be playing drums with him, along with Jesse Powers. We're going to look forward to that. Maybe I might stop by this evening and catch you. Tell us again where that is now.
That's 315 West Franklin Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
All right. That's this evening, everybody. And we're going to hear some more music by Daoud Saeed. It's a brand new CD, just came out, and we are playing it on WEAA, just so you will be able to be familiar. Those of you who haven't caught Daoud live, which should only be about a handful of people, I believe. What are we going to hear now from the CD, my friend?
Oh, I was thinking the One More Night song, a Phil Collins composition.
Phil Collins.
Yes.
Okay, and you're covering this one, huh?
Yes, I am.
One More Night, right here on the Baltimore Blend. 8:33 in the morning. Stay with us. You all know the tune, originally done by the Spinners. It's Paul Jackson Jr. coming from the Still Small Voice CD. You know what he says? It's a shame. 8:43 in the morning on the Baltimore Blend. You have been with us on the Thursday Morning Jam Session. Live in the studio with us is the man himself. I'm talking about Daoud Saeed. Performs all over. Everybody knows him, but we are introducing him to the rest of the community by way of WEAA. And glad to have you with us, my friend.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for talking to our listeners as well on the phone. And guys, thank you for calling. We have some of the best Brew Crew members, and they are appreciating your music. Where can we find you? Where can we see you very, very soon?
You can, as I mentioned, you can see me tonight. Also, right. I have a show at Bethesda Blues with Brian Christopher.
Oh, really?
That'll be on February the 3rd. It's a Wednesday evening, And it'll be a nice mixture of piano and percussion and vocals.
A Howard graduate with a background of diversity, and you bring it to your music. We so appreciate you coming into the Thursday Morning Jam Session.
Thank you.
All right. What else is going on, my friend? Where can we buy the CD if we need it?
You can pick it up on most of your internet outlets. So iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon Music, Google Play, any of those outlets will have it.
Great. Well, we certainly enjoyed playing it. And also, we'd like to let our audience know where they can get in touch with you.
You can find me on Facebook at Daoud Saeed Music.
Sounds like a good place to go.
All right.
Check you out. Are you a friend of mine on Facebook?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, very good. Just check it, make sure.
All right. And also check out Daoud Saeed on our Baltimore Facebook page at the Baltimore Blend. Great conversation, great pictures. Be sure to check it out, see it, and like us on the Baltimore Blend. Support for WEAA is brought to you by the Success Scholar, Haki Ami, presenting a screening of the film Black Friday, followed by a question and answer session with Rick Mathis. Brad Lewis, Sunday, January 10th. 1 p.m. is the time. Great Blacks and Wax Museum is the place. And you can go and have fun. If you need more details and information, 410-209-9687.
All right, man. Daoud Saeed, anybody you're working with these days want to talk about?
Yes, I'm always doing some work with Micah Chevalier, the Creole Butterfly.
Oh, yes.
And her partner, Kimberly Lewis. And also, I work a lot with Gwenny Collins that we talked about earlier, And Sydney Marie as well. Brian Christopher and I produced his last CD.
Okay, he's a great singer.
I also produced Ray Gaskin's last CD
as well. Okay, that's right. Ray Gaskin's my main man. Ray Gaskin's, we love you, brother. We're going to hear more from Daoud Saeed. We've got more coming from his brand new CD. What are we going to listen to now?
Oh, this is a tune from the 80s titled Mambo by an artist named Wally Batterou. It was used in the old Miami Vice TV series soundtrack.
Oh, really?
And it was one of my favorites from that era, so I remade it.
All right. If you want to get in touch with Daoud Saeed, you can give us a call at 410-319-8888. What are we going to hear now again?
It's called Mambo.